All right, so we're diving into some NBA drama today. You know how the rumor mill loves to, well, do its thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, all the headlines lately, you've probably seen them, Giannis to insert team here.
Yeah.
We're gonna dig a little deeper than that, though, okay? It's more than just these flashy headlines about where Giannis might end up, all right? This is about strategy.
Yeah.
This is about making major league decisions. This is about asset management, leaving a legacy, and honestly, it's the kind of stuff that we think about in our own lives, right?
That's right. We're talking about potentially changing the entire NBA, like the whole power structure.
Exactly, and it all starts with Giannis. You know, he's been pretty upfront about this whole thing. Winning is what matters. That's the goal. Audio clip plays. I want to be a winner, so the comfort zone doesn't matter to me. At the end of the day, I want to create new memories. I want to win a lot of championships. If there's a better situation for me to win the Larry O'Brien, I have to take that better situation, dude. You can just hear it in his voice. He's not messing around. It's not just about one championship either. He wants to build a dynasty. And he's been kind of hinting that if the Bucks aren't on the same page,
Yeah.
he might have to find a team that is.
It's a really different approach than we've seen from some other players. Someone like Damian Lillard, super loyal,
Yeah.
right? Giannis is like, listen, winning is the priority, full stop. And for the Bucks, that completely changes how they have to approach the future of their team.
Yeah, especially because the Bucks have been, to put it lightly, proactive about making big moves, trying to get that championship now.
Yeah.
I mean, you think back to that Jrue Holiday trade,
Huge.
and then they weren't done. They went and traded for Lillard,
It's like they went all in, but
but still no ring. And the question is, what did it cost them, really? Their draft picks gone until 2031.
yeah, you're talking about basically zero control over their draft future for like the next decade. They're relying on these trades to pan out because they just don't have the draft capital to rebuild if they need to. And on top of that,
And on top of that,
the salary cap is, let's just say it's not looking good.
it's like going on a shopping spree and then, the credit card bill shows up.
Ouch. And they've got very little wiggle room to make any other big moves, unless, and this is the big one, unless it involves trading Giannis.
Which brings us to the million-dollar question, the real dilemma, right?
Yeah.
Do they just, I don't know, cross their fingers and hope it works out with Giannis? Knowing that their options are limited, of course. Or do they consider the unthinkable?
You're talking about trading a once-in-a-generation player.
Just to restock, get some assets back, start building for the future.
A complete 180. And while all this was happening, other teams, they're thinking ahead. I mean, way ahead. And we're going to talk about one general manager in particular, Sam Presti over at OKC. He's been playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers, I swear.
It's all about strategy.
100%. And, when you look at the teams that could actually make a play for Giannis, it all boils down to who's got the goods, who has the assets. And some teams, they've been getting ready for this moment for years.
Building up those assets, it's fascinating to me. You've got some teams laser focused on winning right now, and then you've got others playing this long game.
It's a gamble either way.
For sure.
It really is high stakes, this whole thing. Like, you got to think of it like a chess match, right? You've got to be thinking about your next move, your opponent's next move. What resources does everyone have? So, who's actually got the assets to make a run at Giannis?
Okay, so let's talk contenders, because let's be real, the Bucks aren't just gonna give him away.
No way.
They're gonna want a king's ransom. What would it even take? So who are we thinking? I think we can rule out teams like the Mavericks right away.
Oh, yeah. One measly draft pick in 2025. That's not going to cut it.
It's like trying to buy a Ferrari with spare change.
Exactly. You got to come correct. We're talking young talent, a pile of draft picks.
The whole nine yards.
Yep.
Now, there are always those teams that pop up in trade rumors. The Warriors, for example. They've
Yeah.
got those young guys. Kuminga, Moody, Wiseman. And the Heat, they're always in the mix, always trying to add another star to the roster. But do they actually have the assets to make a Giannis trade happen?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it? And to figure that out, we need to turn to the experts, right? I was looking at this ESPN ranking, and they break down NBA teams based on the value of their future draft capital. It's super interesting to see which teams are thinking long-term, who's ready to make a big move.
So who comes out on top?
Well, the Spurs are sitting pretty at the top of this list. But if we're being honest here, besides Devin Vassell, I don't see them having a ton that would make the Bucks bite. Then you got the Nets. But I don't know, Nick Claxton and a handful of draft picks. It doesn't really scream Giannis trade to me.
It seems like the Bucks are going to want a package deal, proven young players plus that potential for future stars.
Exactly. Got to have both. Now, the Jazz, they're interesting.
Okay.
They've got Lauri Markkanen. Dude's a beast.
He's on fire.
But trading him away to get Giannis doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
It defeats the purpose.
Right. It's like, why even?
Yeah.
Okay, but the Rockets. Now, there's a team to watch.
Ooh. Okay. I sense things are about to get good.
They've got a young core. Tons of potential. We're talking Sengun, Green, Jabari Smith Jr. That's attractive. Any team rebuilding would love to have those guys. And the Rockets, they're not shying away from the spotlight. They've said they want a superstar.
So they've got the assets and they're motivated. I like it.
Right.
But wait, ESPN has someone ranked even higher than the Rockets.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who is it?
The Oklahoma City Thunder. Talk about playing the long game.
All right, break it down for me.
Sam Presti. He's their general manager. And this guy, he is playing chess while everyone else is, I don't know, playing checkers.
I love it.
He has been quietly, strategically stockpiling draft picks.
We're talking about an absurd number of picks, right? Like, they could build a whole new team.
Pretty much. And this is where Presti's genius comes in.
Yeah.
Everyone else is worried about this season, next season. He's thinking 5-10 years down the line. He knew a Giannis situation might pop up.
It's honestly brilliant.
Right?
They've been so patient, and now they're in the perfect position to make a move. But it's more than just draft picks. What about the fit? Giannis and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on the same team.
Don't even get me started. That pick and roll, unstoppable.
Yeah.
The athleticism. Forget about it. They'd be must-watch TV every single night. Highlight rules galore.
And you can't forget the storyline here. OKC loses Kevin Durant. Everyone writes them off. And then they come back with Giannis leading the charge. That's like a Hollywood script.
Talk about redemption.
No.
But, and there's always a but, right? Would the Thunder really blow it all up for Giannis? I mean, their young core, they put a lot of faith in these guys.
It's the ultimate gamble. Do you go all in on a generational talent right now? Or do you hold on to your cards and hope for the best down the road?
Exactly. It's high risk, potentially high reward.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here, right?
Yeah.
We analyze, we speculate, we dive into all the possibilities.
Exactly.
Because it's fun.
It is. And speaking of possibilities, what about those Rockets? Even if they strike out on Giannis, they've got other plans in the works. They snagged a ton of draft picks from the Suns, and they've been pretty upfront about wanting to be a big player in the free agency game.
They want a seat at the table.
They do.
And the rumors. Oh, man. The rumors.
Tootie.
There's been chatter about Devin Booker.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant's name has been thrown around.
Wow.
Even Jimmy Butler.
They're swinging for the fences.
It's like they're trying to build their own big three. And let's not forget about the Warriors. Maybe they don't have the same level of assets as the Thunder or the Rockets, but their dream list of players leaked recently. And guess who was on it?
Giannis.
Giannis. So even with fewer assets, you can't count them out completely. It's not just about who has the most draft picks. It's about who Giannis wants to play for.
He's got all the leverage.
He holds the cards, for sure. But here's the thing. No matter where he goes, this trade, it's going to shake up the whole league.
It's huge.
This is about more than basketball. This is strategy. This is ambition. This is about building a legacy, right? And that's what makes it so captivating, even if you're not like glued to the TV for every game.
It's about those big life decisions. We all face them. Risk versus reward. That's something we can all relate to. It really makes you think, you know, about those big crossroads we all hit in our own lives.
Totally.
Like changing careers, maybe. Or finally making that move to a new city, right?
Scrooge.
Even just going for it, going after something you've always wanted to do. But, you know, it's scary taking that leap.
Sometimes you got to take a risk, right? Bet on yourself a little.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole Giannis situation so fascinating. These are big time stakes. We're not talking about just a game here.
No. This is people's lives, their careers.
Legacies are being built, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Think about it. If you're the Thunder, are you really ready to go all in on Giannis? I mean, you'd be giving up a lot, a big chunk of your future, basically.
That's got to be a tough call. Or do you play it safe? Like the Rockets, kind of building slowly, making those strategic moves.
Hoping it pays off down the road.
Yeah. Tough decisions all around. There's no right answer either, you know? That's what makes it so fun to think about.
And then you've got Giannis,
right?
In the middle of it all.
Trying to figure out his next move.
He's got to decide what he wants his legacy to be. Does he want to be known as like the ultimate teammate?
Yeah.
The guy who's stuck with one franchise no matter what.
Loyalty above all else.
Exactly. Or does he want to be remembered as a winner through and through? rings on his fingers, trophies galore, even if it means switching teams.
A dynasty builder.
Yeah, exactly. And whatever he decides, it's going to change the NBA, I mean, for years to come.
Huge ripple effect. Imagine if he goes to the Thunder, they instantly become contenders.
Overnight. It's crazy.
So what happens to the teams that were in the running but didn't get him?
Do they try to scramble? Rebuild? Or do they just, you know...
fade away.
Yeah. It's like this chain reaction. Every decision leads to another and another.
And we're just here, along for the ride, watching it all play out.
Front row seats.
It's amazing. And, you know, it's more than just entertainment. It makes you think about how these same ideas, these big decisions, they apply to our own lives, right?
For sure.
You weigh your options. You take risks sometimes. You try to build something that matters.
You chase your dreams. Sure. It's a wild ride.
It really is. All right, folks, there you have it, the Giannis trade saga. It's more than just basketball, isn't it? It's about ambition, strategy, taking risks, and leaving a mark on the world. And who knows what's going to happen next? That's the best part. But hey, thanks for diving into it with us. Until next time.